This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Russia pounded Ukraine with missiles early on Thursday. A spokesperson for Ukraine's state emergency service said a total of 11 people were killed. The missile strikes came a day after Ukraine secured pledges of modern battle tanks from Germany and the United States to beef up its troops. In an interview, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said he welcomed the news.
It enables the Ukrainians to get the combat capabilities they need to be able to retake territory which is currently occupied by Russian forces.
The Biden administration on Thursday granted a two-year stay of deportation for Hong Kongers who came to the United States after what the White House calls a significant erosion of human rights and fundamental freedoms due to a Beijing tightening its control over Hong Kong. The original order, which is estimated to have affected more than 3,800 people, was set to expire in February. The U.S.-based Hong Kong Democracy Council says there are at least 1,300 political prisoners currently in Hong Kong. U.S. Special Operations Forces have killed a senior Islamic State group official and 10 other terrorist operatives in remote northern Somalia. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said the operation in a mountainous cave complex targeted Bilal al-Sudani, a key financial facilitator in the global terrorist organization. President Biden was briefed last week about the proposed mission. It had been months in the planning. Pentagon officials say no civilians were injured or killed in the operation. French Foreign Minister Catherine Colonna arrived Thursday in Odessa, the strategic port city on Ukraine's Black Sea coast, as part of France's efforts to boost